I want to say to the chevra to bear with me, and the thoughts I'm saying, I'm in middle of processing. We're working together, so if sometimes we have more finished thoughts, this is more raw. It's something I'm thinking a lot about. I could say with honesty that I had a bachur by me till 4 in the morning last night. We were talking till 4 o'clock. And I tried to go to sleep from 4 to 8. And I could say that my sleep was disturbed over this matter. I didn't sleep very much. And I was, this is not theoretical. This is not like what we're talking is not like theoretical. It's the sugya of this yeshiva. It's the sugya of many of the guys' lives. I've spoken to guys coming back from Eretz Yisrael. I want to describe some of the challenges that guys are having, and I'd like to learn this sugya. Maish, check out this sugya. It will continue our discussion, but I'd like you to hear in Yanei Pesach, and I think that the guys will find this very, very relevant, and sugyas that all of us can work together on. Now, what it starts like this. Avram Avinu started our people. He's called Avinu, our Tata. He's our first father. Avram is the founder, if you will. He's the Tata. The founder probably doesn't do justice, doesn't. Because they're founders of movements. Avram was not the founder. He's the father of our movement. There's a very big difference in a founder and a father. I should never call him the founder of our people. He's the father of our people. Everybody understands a founder is not connected to his followers. Not in his DNA. You have an idea, and the followers may like the idea or not. A father has the same DNA of the son. The son is Barak Haradavoin, is a piece of his father. Children are a piece of their tata. How many guys in yeshiva have things that they're working through? And they speak to dad and discover that dad understands them. A son is a piece of his tata, is a piece, a shtick of his parents. We come from our parents. So Avram Avinu is our father. The Maral says, every Shemoneh Esrei we say, Magen Avram. The shield of Avram Avinu, Hashem protects Avram. That means he protects me and you. Because all of us have a piece of Avram in us. So Hashem's the muggies, the shield, doesn't say past tense. He shielded Avram. He's the shield of Avram in the present tense. He's the muggain Avram. Hashem is the shield. What do you mean he's protecting Avram? He's protecting you, me, him. We're all pieces of Avram Avinu. Brak haradavoin. We're pieces of our fathers. And Hashem protects Avram by protecting us. That's muggain Avram. Taisvah says that if you bench a yid, you get benched. Because it says, Avarcha mivarchecha, because God said to Avram, I will bench those that bench you. So if you bench any yid, you get benched. God said that to Avram. Avarcha mivarchecha, I will bench those that bench you. Says Taisvah, you bench any yid, you get benched. If you want bracha, ben shiyid. Give a bracha. Hamivarech yisbarech. He who benches gets benched. Why? Because the pasuk says, bench Avram and I will bless you. I will bless he who blesses Avram. But I'm blessing a yid. I'm not blessing Avram. The answer is, if you bless a yid, you just blessed Avram. He's a shtick Avram, magin Avram. Every yid is a shtick of Avram Avinu. You enter Bibrisai Shel Avram Avinu. Bris of Avram? What do you mean I entered Lachnisai Bibrisai Shel Avram? It was a bris with Avram. I'm not Avram. The answer is I am Avram. Lachnisai Bibris Shel Avram Avinu. We entered the covenant of Avram. I thought it was Avram. Not Avram and his children are a shtekim. You've entered the covenant of Hashem and Avram. He's our tata. He's our tata. We come from him. We're a shtickim. So I never should say ever he's the founder of our people. He's the father of our people. He's much more than the founder of our people. He's the father of our people, Avram Avinu. To Avram Avinu, at the onset of Avram Avinu serving Hashem, at his career of loyalty to Hashem, in his career of being the Merkava L'Shechena, being the one connected in a profound way to Hashem, Hashem commanded Avram something very interesting. It's a Gemara in the Nedarim. I always like quoting the Nedarim because I learned the Masechta with my Tata. Cover to cover, it's the only Masechta I was zeicha to learn every word of the Masechta and every ran in the Masechta with my Tata. Specifically, to quote something about Unzer Tata Avram, I love quoting it from the Nedarim Agam, it's elsewhere in Shas as well. But it's a Masechta that I connected to my Tata, and together we're going to use that to connect to Unzer Tata Avram Avinu. And in Nedarim it says that Hashem said to Avram, our father Avram, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Tzei me'anstaninu shelcha, leave your mazel, stop being busy with your mazel. Al pi mazel, Avram Avinu couldn't have a child. Such was his mazel. And God said to Avram Avinu, he charged Avram, a mission in life, leave your mazel. Tzei me'anstaninu shelcha, leave your mazel. And my first question is, what does one do to leave his mazel? Okay, I'll leave my... Our father was charged a mission in life. Tzei me'anstaninu shelcha, leave your mazel. Stop with mazel. And I ask you, what does it mean to leave your mazel? Now, I was asked once by a very beautiful bacher who knows mazalis that he wants to go out with a girl, but according to mazel, his mazel and her mazel, they won't have a marriage that will last. Should he date her or not? Al pi mazel, if you know mazalis, and I'm a curious guy and I've studied it the last couple of years, and if you know mazalis, they shouldn't work together. Say, yeah, should I date this young lady? And the answer is, say, man, staninu shelcha, stop with mazel, you're a child of Avram Avinu. But what is it saying? What does it mean? Leave your mazel. What does it mean? Leave your mazel. What does it mean? It is actually probably one of the most important topics of Pesach. If you want to enter the Chag of Pesach, you probably should start with this. This charge, Tavram Unzeretata, Tzei me'anstaninu shelcha, leave your mazel. It's actually the essence of the Chag of Pesach. Why do I say it's the essence? Because every Yid was commanded in the most important asay in the Torah, to shech the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach. It's a tzivui of kol, every single Yid has to shech the Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach is shechting the Tfleh, which was the mazel of the Mitzri. We had lived in Mitzrayim, and the mazel of the Mitzrayim was the Tfleh, and Yitzias Mitzrayim demanded from Mashiach the Karban Pesach, stop with mazel. And exactly what Unzer Tata did, Tzei me'anstaninu shelcha, leave your mazel, was what we did as a people with the Karban, what we do and not just did as a people. The chiyuv of Pesach, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is shech the Karban Pesach. Leave your mazel. Shech the Karban Pesach. Leave your mazel. What Avram Avinu and Zeretata did, our Uma, Pesach is our birth. Lakach as goy mikerev goy. Our birthday as an Uma is Pesach. It's a yoyim and a zman misogel to feel like a Yid, to gain an identity, I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid, it's who I am. It's a barrier, it's a mitzeus. A Yid is a mitzeus. There's a table, more than there's a table, there's a Yid. It's a barrier, it's a creation. It's not a lifestyle, it's a creation, a barrier called a Yid. It's a mitzeus, it's an identity. There's a zachar, there's an akeva, there's a Yid. We're in a generation that's asking about identity. We have a barrier called a Yid. The creation of Am Yisrael, Lakachas Goy Mikerev Goy, our birth, that Hashem took a nation, like mamish, you take a vlad out of a mama. Our birth was Yitzias Mitzrayim. A nation was born, you and I were born and get born on the night of Pesach, is our birth. And so just like Avram Avinu and Zeretata, at his birth, was commanded by Hashem, Tzei me'anstanina shalcha, leave your mazel. At our birth, we're mitzvah karban Pesach. Our first command at the Seder, command at the Seder, at the onset of our birth, is karban Pesach. Shech the mazel of the tleh, leave mazalos. And that's what Avram Avinu and Zeratata was commanded as his start. His descendants who were formed as a people, we became Mizbanim, we became Klal Yisrael, Am Hashem. The children, Anachnu Yisrael, Amoy, happened at Yitzias Mitzrayim. And at our onset, just like on Zeratata, we were commanded Ein Mazel Yisrael. Leave Mazalos, there's no Mazel to Klal Yisrael. Any thinking person in the world hears Chazal, there's no mazel, leave mazel, shech the mazel. And yet at every simcha, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, oh, mazel tov. No mazel Yisrael, we say mazel. And one has to study this sugya. There's a Tosfos, there's Rishonim. I'm not going over the whole sugya. I'm not prepared right now. I've learned the sugya. I've tried to learn the sugya. I was busy with the sugya. There's svarim on this sugya. And it must be studied. I want to give over just things after studying the sugya. And I have to put my foot back, myself back. There's a taisis. You have to learn shtark. But ain mazel Yisrael. There's no mazel. And then we're a people that all day say mazel tov. Every simcha, mazel tov, mazel tov. Guy from Yisrael, mazel tov. Chasna, mazel tov. Rismila, mazel tov, ain mazel Yisrael. So what's happening here? So what's happening that we say mazel and mazel Yisrael? What does it mean, leave your mazel? What should I do? What's it saying? Who is the yid that this is so fundamental? How do I have the right to say Karban Pesach? There's a lot of us say that 248. You don't get the choice to say, I think this is the most important. Who are you? God gave Ramach says, and Kalish has the chutzpah to say Karban Pesach is the most important. Who decided? I say it coming from the following source. You can't like decide. You could say you connect to the mitzvah the most. I say it's the most important. There are only two assays in Kol HaTorah Kula that if somebody breaks, it's Chayiv Karis. Only two assays. And if God marks it with a harsher punishment, we're not X's and O's Yidden here, not in this room. We're Shleimei Adas. If God marks it with a punishment, it says, and extra Hashem said, read this one, study this one. There's something very big here. The only two assays in Kol HaTorah, normally one is Ivra Assay, there's no Einish. Two assays and only two assays, strangely, have the Einish Kares. One is cut off from being a Yid. Kares is Bris Milah. In ice on our body, we are a yid. Anachnu Yisrael Amay, the bris, the mark on our body, lachnisay bibris shel Avram Avinu. I am a yid from the nation of Hashem, bris milah. And that's marked with kares. You've cut yourself off. You're not living your identity. You're detached from your identity if you don't understand bris milah. That's one assay. And the other assay is Karban Pesach. What's Karban Pesach, Breito? Ein mazel Yisrael, shech the mazel of the Mitzri. What? Who? What doesn't belong? Rabbeinu Shalom. Mila's identity, ich bin a yid. I'm a yid, bris mila. The ice on my body, in the words of the Torah, anachnu amoy. The Torah brings that on bris mila, we are Hashem's people. Shmiris habris means, don't ever distort it. Shmiris Habris means that I know I'm a Yid. Shmiris Habris is when you're alone in the room and you make a shahakal and you thank God. The Torah says Shmiris Habris is to be Mesaper B'Shevach Hashem. It's to thank Hashem. Shmiris Habris means that I'm aware I'm a Yid. My identity, I'm a Yid. That's Shmiris Habris. A guy's alone somewhere, alone, and he makes a shahakal, he's a Shomer Habris. Wow. Knows he's a Yid. That's the ikker. Shmiris Habris, Bris Mila. Person knows he's a Yid. He has a mark on his body of a connection, of a band with Hashem. Shmiris Habris. That's what a Bris Mila. That's marked with a Chi of Kares. But of course, But only one other mitzvah, asasei, says you're disconnected if you don't know this one. Bris milah is the mark that a yid knows, ich bin a yid, identity. I'm looking, so many people today are looking identity. Who am I? What am I? What am I about? I need to connect. If you get to your kishkas, you'll find the yid. If you dig all the way in there, you'll find the yid. Shomer HaBris, the guy knows he's a yid. He's alone somewhere in a facility and he picks up a piece of paper because he's a yid. There's a certain sincerity, a loyalty, a regality. He picks a paper off the floor because ich bin a yid. Shomer HaBris. That's Shmiras HaBris. A guy has a cup on the floor and he puts it in the garbage. Ich bin a yid. Shmiras HaBris. That's what it means. That's exactly Shmiras HaBris. Yosef HaTzadik was alone in Mitzrayim. And knew his identity is called the Shomer HaBris. He's the Spitz Shomer HaBris. Alone. It's not a persona. A guy somewhere and says, Shema Yisrael Hashem L'kin Hashem. He's in a hotel on the road. A group of friends are in Oregon. And they stop and dive in a nice mincha. Shomer HaBris. They're Bris. The people of Bris. They're in Oregon alone. Who's looking? Who's there? They say, Asher Yosher V'Sech Shomer HaBris. Beautiful. It's one of the best parts about the trips in the summer. We had this in Tannersville. Guys go places, no Rebbe, no nothing. A group of guys say, Chevre, Mincha, Shomer HaBris. Guy makes a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shakol. You're not in yeshiva, you're not, what, where, what? Shomer HaBris, I've been a yid. I'm a yid. L'saper b'tshvach, specifically to praise Hashem, the Torah says, is a yid. Shomer HaBris. So Bris Mila, I understand this, Karis. What, pray tell, is Korban Pesach? Shech the mazel, ain mazel Yisrael. Shech the mazel. If you don't do that, kares, you cut off. It's marked, it's a different kind of asay. Marked by God himself, different. What is this? I want to be very, very careful because it's very dangerous in Torah to take Torah's MS. You don't warp Torah to fit your agendas. The Torah's MS, you move you to connect to Torah. And everything we're going to speak about today is being mevatel to Torah. So it's very dangerous what I'm about to do. I ask the Chevra not to take it as a fact. I'm working on a sugya. And I see it as this answer to Ein Mazel Yisrael, yet we say Mazel Tov. Leave your Mazel. Shech the Karban Pesach. What's going on? What is this? So please listen like this. We live in this world, and we have a lot of worldly issues. We have worldly issues living in this world, and this is a yeshiva very into resolving our stuff. I don't call it going to therapy. There are millions of people go to therapy, don't do anything. They're going to therapy is nothing. I'm not talking about going to, I don't care, yeah, no, maybe. I'm talking about a guy to dig in honesty, to call himself out, to figure himself out, to figure out the very human components of a mensch. That's roots are in his nefesh abahami. That's roots are in his very physical insecurities. The soul is pure, untouched. The soul knows no insecurity. The neshama doesn't know from these things. The midas, the complications of us all, are very rooted in our physical existence. They're rooted what's called the nefesh abahami. I'm very into figuring those stuff out. Very. And we're a yeshiva that people talk about it, resolving, figuring out, digging in there, fake mamish, kriching arayin. But I want to remember one thing. We're much deeper than our issues. There's a place much further than that. I worry, and this is what I lose sleep over, in a place that teaches work, resolve. I'm not going to daven, I'm not feeling it. Prayer is bigger than your problems. And you can connect to prayer even when you're unresolved because there's something bigger than you. I'm not saying not to resolve. I'm saying to be aware that there are things bigger than us. Ein mazel Yisrael means as a people that live very large, there's something called Torah. There's something called Hashem. There's a people that live larger than this world. Mazel is a place of this world. And we live in this world. And we say mazel tov to each other. And we resolve. We all work. A yid works. The gan sevach. That's very this world. But on Shabbos, he doesn't work. And his whole week is infused from Shabbos. See, he lives in this world. The yid. I have a cousin I can't say I'm proud of. He was a very big politician in America. He's my grandmother's first cousin. And he made an observation. He was perplexed by the yid. He was a guy who was not the most loyal to our people. He said, the West have this world. The East talks about next world. And the frum yid seems to have both. That's what this guy said. He was befuddled by us. So rooted in this world, working, resolving, figuring out, so here, and yet so much deeper than the world. We work, we have jobs, hishtadlus, that's very in this world. Mazel tov, very rooted in this world. But ein mazel Yisrael, always knowing there's more, there's deeper, we're shayach to higher. Never stuck there. There's much deeper with the people that are bigger than this world. We might work and have good jobs, but we're Shomrei Shabbos. Identity. I look like I'm creative, like I do, but I'm a Shomrei Shabbos. It's all with a deeper and emunah. A yid doesn't steal, doesn't rob. Ein mazel Yisrael. The yid is fully aware that there's eternity that's deeper than the world. The yid resolves. He works on stuff and figures out, but he connects to a Torah that's deeper than him. Yes, he figures. Yes, he connects. But there's something much deeper and bigger and stronger than me. Of course, we believe as we resolve, we could bring our parts to that place. And of course, as we dig in, it affects our learning. And the Torah talks to this world and about this world, but it's bigger than this world. So in this world, yes, but bigger than this world, beyond this world. There are many, many examples I can give. The world of therapy will tell a guy about his parents. And I shudder, because the world of therapy, our parents cause problems, and true, MS, many things. And the world of therapy will dig in. The world beyond that understands will not leave out figuring out, I'm only here because my tata and mama. I don't exist without them. A Rebbe will shake in his boots. A Rebbe will say to a guy, you better, a guy's parents, they're your source. You're here. He's rooted in Torah. Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimecha. Rooted in Torah. From that place, we can discuss. Then the Sionis, their challenges. Beseder, let's figure out. But there's something deeper than the world. There's something bigger. There's something higher. They'll be this way on all areas. Many guys struggle. They'll go to Eretz Yisrael and they'll meet a Rebbe who doesn't have all the workings out. And it's not to judge another person. Zero. They could be a shalem. Our generation was pushed somewhere. Don't use it to judge anybody. But let's say all of a sudden you meet a Rebbe. He's learning Torah. You can connect him. You can appreciate him. You can plug in. I get so much chizuk when I see guys who are digging in but can connect to Torah and a learner of Torah. And even a learner of Torah who's not digging in that way because there's something called Torah that's bigger than us all. Now, of course, figuring out and resolving and bringing ourselves. But the sugya of Ein Mazel Yisrael is the yid tzushtels to something higher and bigger than himself. The world of therapy, I want to understand, relate, true, but bigger than me, higher than me, even what's beyond me, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Don't get stuck there. You can go to prayer and not relate. I don't know. I'm not feeling. I'm at prayer. I'm at a shul. I think there's even an amount of talking in this space medrash, and I'm in on the guys know that I've been tough, that I've been saying decorum by davenings, because the amount chevre ein mazel, there's a breach of ein mazel Yisrael. Some guys are talking by davening, what they're saying, whether they know it or not. I don't relate. I don't connect. So it's bigger than you, prayer. It's a room of prayer. Now, I'm not saying not to resolve. I think that's a mistake. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Work on yourself. Dig in. We live in this world. Understand all your parts and bring them to this place. Same man, Saninus. A bacher said, J.D. Harwitz, I think you said this morning, Shechted, who said that this morning? Chaikel, where's Chaikel? Where's Chaikel? Yehuda Shwims. Yehuda Shimmer, brilliant. Yehuda Shwim, where are you? Yehuda Shwimmer, brilliantly. Listen to what the man said. Listen to what he said, Chevra. Yehuda Shwimmer said that we shecht the Korban Pesach. Why don't we shoot it? Koinus. Why don't we shoot the Korban Pesach? We assume shecht it, like destroy it. It's a weird thing to say. La'asiv lavi, it says God shechts the Yetzara. Why is he doing shechta? Put a bullet. God's so old-fashioned. Nobody kills with it. There's an old movie a bacher told me about. I never saw this scene. I'm not the biggest movie guy. A bacher told me there's a scene. It cracks me up. There's a guy who's like a karate expert. I can't even say MMA because he's like old school. And he like does a whole bunch of moves and another guy just takes out a gun and like shoots him. Like all your stuff. The guy's like preparing and God is like, God shechts the Yetzara, shoot a bullet. Shechita? Why do we shecht Korban Pesach? Put a bullet through the Korban Pesach. Why do we shecht it? Ein mazel Yisroel, put a bullet hole through it. And the answer is we elevate it. We work our sugya. We're very rooted. We're in this world. We resolve. We figure out. We get in touch. And we bring it to higher places. We dedicate it. We move it. We bring it. We connect to higher. Don't get stuck. The world of therapy is the world of mazel. It's the world that's deeply rooted in this world. We do it. We work. We resolve. We figure out. We live here too. But ain't mazel Yisrael, we're not stuck there. We shecht it. Shecht it doesn't mean to murder it. It means to lift it up, to elevate it, to bring it. It doesn't mean to murder. Shechit is that which makes something holy and glorious. Makes it kosher l'achilu. We eat the Korban Pesach, ironically. We lift it up. It becomes a mitzvah, a beautiful mitzvah of service of Hashem. How fascinating that the mazel of tleh, such a bizarre zach, blow its brains out and leave it out of the Seder. We bring it to the Seder. Madna Maisa. Then we eat the Korban Pesach. Madna Maisa. Blow it up. Ein mazel Yisrael. No. We shecht it and eat it at our Seder. It's to bring us somewhere. I express to a bacha that I'm afraid we speak so much about resolving. Prayer is bigger than me. Even what I don't understand, it's higher. We talk about resolve. I'm not in the mood today. I'm not feeling. It's bigger than you. Plug in a little. So Bacher said to me this morning, Avi Friedman, said, all of us know we're resolving to connect to something higher. He spoke, I didn't say this. He said it. Avi Friedman said it. He mamish said it. He said, all of us know it. I was like, wow. Thank you. Save the yeshiva. A mazel Yisroel, my friends. Speaks about shechting the Korban Pesach. It speaks about resolving, working, but knowing I can bring it to higher places. I'm shaykh to big stuff. There's a world of people stuck in Teva, stuck here, completely stuck. I want to love my parents, look up, go wild and shake a world higher than me. My existence is them. I have things and midas and all different human frailty, I'm going to resolve, but always with the eye on that which is high. Tata, mama. Never threatening it. The world of therapy is fine to end up. The guy's like tiny and he walks around. Of course, resolving, digging in, figuring out, but ein mazel Yisroel. Always shechting the Korban Pesach, bringing it higher places. Of course, he figures out prayer. How do I connect to this? And I have to work my own stuff. But there's something called prayer, and it's large. It's big. I'm talking to Hashem. Before, whatever I understand, it's bigger than me. Now, of course, the more I work, the more I feel, the more I resolve, I can then bring myself there. That's the sugya of Shechitas Karban Pesach. Daniel, you hear what I'm saying? You could say no. We'll walk.
Wow.
Because you have to work in the world of Ma, because you have to eat the Karban Pesach. Because we don't eat Chevra. And I want to say this, that we have to eat the Karban Pesach. We got to work. Mazel Tov, Chevra. Mazel Tov. Daniel, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. The Olam Sezamen. We got to work in this world. And we got to work and resolve and bring ourselves. But of course, Maish. The reason it's not the same, Aaron, because that person is blowing up the Karban Pesach. I think the guy gets, not I think, he's Chayiv Karis. If you shoot the Karban Pesach, you're not Yotze. La Yotze. La Ala Deis. You shoot the Karban Pesach, you're not Yotze, my friends. So I'm not saying to shoot the Karban Pesach, Chas V'Shalom. Resolve. Work out. We live in this world. Work out in this world. Work out and figure out and work through. For sure. That brings us, to bring us, to connect us, to allow us to bring our parts to higher places. The reason it's not the same is because I'm not saying to blow up. Chas v'shalom. Somebody teaches you to shoot the Karban Pesach, run. Chayiv Kares. The same of not having a Karban Pesach is shooting the Karban Pesach, my friends. We eat the Karban Pesach. We bring it. We work through it. A person, the Torah commands a Yid to work 6 days and rest on Shabbos. Let's say a Yid just like doesn't live in this world. No such thing. 6 days work and bring to Shabbos Kodesh. The Yid who navigates, who lives, who figures out. So we're not saying to shoot the Karban Pesach, Aaron. That was a gedder of shooting the Karban Pesach. No siree. Would Daniel be masking to that, Maish? He's afraid. You almost sound like Aaron and Daniel are both saying, you almost sound like a guy saying, shoot the Karban Pesach, chas v'shalom, chever. Don't you ever, chas v'shalom. We live in this world, we resolve to bring ourselves. We work through sugyas, deep and hard and well and thorough to bring ourselves to a higher place, most definitely. But always connecting to that higher place. Always with the mind of Ein Mazel Yisrael, with the direction of that. Aaron, is it clearer? You're so aware of the higher place. I contend that even in your work, it's like completely be surprised that people get caught in the work with no awareness of Shabbos Kodesh. With no awareness of that higher place. The soul, the connection to Hashem, always eyes on the height. We're shayach to a big thing. We have things we have to work through to access that, most definitely. Shloima, could you come up for a minute? We're going to do, no, I'm not asking you to, I'm just asking for it to help key us a little. Nice to see you, Shloima. I want to sing some. This needs, Yo-Yo's here, Aaron's here, Viggy's here, the Chevra's here. Welcome home. Booty, I want to sing, we're talking about the Yid and accessing a big place. Living here, resolving here, and accessing more. I want to sing Psach Shari Shemaim. Open the gates of heaven. Because that's where we're striving from here to access there. So let's sing Psach Shari Shemayim. Let's go. If everybody could sing, but then we're gonna say more.
Sar khatay la nusay. Shemayim v'sa.
We're going to do much more. What? So we'll do more. We'll do more. Avi, what I want to do, Avi, is I want to express what Daniel's macha is, Ani's daiti. And if you don't have the second half, please don't remember the first half. You have no right to quote me on the first half. You don't remember the second half. Because, Maish, what I want to say is we're describing a mazel Yisrael, but bringing, so I want to say that Yetzias Mitzrayim says we're capable of bringing all our parts to that place. So I want to say if one neglects and one doesn't collect and figure out and resolve, they're not shechting the Karban Pesach, they're not eating the Karban Pesach, they're not bringing their parts out of Mitzrayim. They're literally leaving and trying to connect to something, but not bringing. There's no Yitzhiyam in Mitzrayim. And what's so gorgeous about what the guys in Yeshiva have taught, a world of resolving and healing and figuring out that I could bring myself there. I could actually connect to that. I'm not stuck here and it's there. I'm actually shaykh. To understand I'm actually shaykh, I have to work and bring and resolve and chas v'shalom not to resolve. And not just to say, well, I'm bigger. No. I could bring myself. I hear a shir. I am shaykh, me. Understanding me to bring myself to connect to the Torah through resolving, through working out, I could then bring all my parts to Torah and to connect to Torah. So it's equally important, and that's, it could be like to give that iron is like saying, Kalish is saying, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that we're shayach to bigger, we know that, but the Chiddush here, everybody knows that. And a Yid knows that, a Yid lives, so it could be I said the Pashtus. And what perhaps we're bringing here and what has to be brought is through the work that we're actually shayach to bring all of ourselves in our entirety to that place of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to that place through resolving, through working, through figuring out and getting to Shrushim, of course. So it has to be said both ways, 100%. So I wanted to make sure that's equally clear. But I wanted to share this in this sugya. You said, who just said, Avi, Maisha's song is Shari Shemaim? Really? I always peg him for the Bardichman again. I want to say that the whole year, guys can say Eidus. Have we ever sung the Bardichman again at Musarvad? I don't know. Johnny, when I can't, I'm not gonna say Eidus. I don't remember. Daniel, have we ever sung? I feel like today I see the Olam's coming to Zama. Today's who do you hold? Do we ever do the Bardich of Atmos? I don't remember. The Olam's hold. I see the Chevra. Aaron Shmuel, the Chevra's back. Maishal, what do you hold? You feeling it? I'm feeling it right now. That's for sure. Maish is a Bardich. Who else in Yeshiva is a Bardich of Enikol? Hudi, one other guy, Maish Weiner, who else is Bar Ditch of Einikol? Ezzy Davis. Ezzy Davis. Ezzy. Ezzy. On the topic, please tune in to Yard Side Yard. No, I'm just kidding. Ezzy and Maish are both Bar Ditch of Einikloch. Donnie, today I'm the Chevra. Yossi P is back home. The Chevra is here. Yo's here. I think it's the day. Shloime, you mask him?
Who was born on the Labrinth
of the Ditch? We all fans of the Bardich. We all Mekusher. Yeah. There's a big Indian. Chevra to be Mekasher to a Tzaddik. What was the Kayach of the Bardich? He saw the beauty of Yid. Obviously, we're going to do Yid after this. Let's first do the Bar Ditchva and then we'll go into Yidden. Okay? Could you start us off? Any key works, don't worry.
Yeah.
I want to hear the question. You'll remember
it? You didn't know the phone,
first year, that obviously.
You don't have to be
both. Oh, we're doing both.
I'm
Yehuda, Lechamar Libi, then Eleikai Neshama Shenasat V'Toyro Yavis. Then I want to continue. Chevra, those words, seek inside and all you'll find is light. And if I had to say, like a calling of the yeshiva, the Chevra's back, this is a bastion of not portraying. We don't have to portray things and show things, and we could find like honest and sincere things inside of each of us. Each of us, and we could dig in and look in and work through and resolve and find beautiful things that we bring out. So seek inside and all you'll find is light is gorgeous words. I think a lot of people who've sought inside and found a lot of light. I want to welcome Biggie Greenwald. Welcome.
Wow.
Biggie.
Wow.
We'll get my son Maishala, who's a light in my life and a big light in the yeshiva. My son Maishala will yet hear from him. Belina, I'm pushing him. I want the Chevra to hear from him. But he does love the song, the new Zusha song, the second to newest. Maishala loves it. So Pashtus, we should sing that together also. But I wanted Yaakov Zaitchik's back home. The song Aleikai Neshama Shinasatabi Tairahi has become a rallying cry song in the yeshiva. We're talking about a place of yidden and feeling the soul. So one of the Kedoshim was killed. A yid who was killed for being a yid is a Kedosh Elu. This holy soul, he sang a week before he was Nifta Yehuda, played it for the yeshiva. And this Bachar sang to the world, the Klaisa, like Kai Neshama, Shinasatavi Tairai, the purity that exists in each of us. So let's sing this Bachar song.
I need it.
I can't do this without friend. Oh, I'll never be alone again. And I want you to have it all. And I will never let you fall.
I want to share a short, very, very short thought. I feel like the Chevra Meimei's back home. I feel like a Baal Chayv Yonatan's back there. The Chevra's together. I feel like Ayoyo's back. You all invested. You all not just invested. We talk about Avraham Avinu as not the founder of our people, but the father of our people. You're not the founders of the yeshiva. You have a piece of this yeshiva. You're the fathers of our yeshiva. You put things, sincerity here. I always feel, Shloima, like I owe the chevra to catch the chevra up. You've invested here. Daniel Munchik has invested in the yeshiva. He's put Yankov, you've invested here. Lazi, I owe you, Pashut, to catch you up. I want to share something that went on over these, and then we'll close for today's second seder. We'll go to second seder. There'll be a mincha 6:30 in the Beis Medrash B'nei Neder. Second seder will be right following this. But I want to share with the chevra 3 minutes. AJ Saidi spoke, sitting right near where Shloim is sitting, right over here. And he spoke to the chevra. AJ had gone. It could be some of you heard the recording, but I want to try to give over live. He rocked this yeshiva. He said something that was so to sit here, even if you heard the recording, I was sitting in person, and I want to try, it hit me in a very deep place. I'd like to share with you what he said. I had spoken to him for hours that day, for literal hours we spoke, and he's holding very, very connected places to Am Yisrael. He's somebody who got up in the morning for months on end and put his life on the line for Am Yisrael. He went the day after Simchas Torah and went to dangerous places fighting and saving Yiddish lives. He's very, very tapped into a deep place. He wasn't saying over story. It wasn't where he was at. He was very tapped into something. I saw the way he treated guys in yeshiva. We would meet, we were walking around. Tremendous respect for Yid. And he's tapped in. Am Yisrael, a Yid. It's the sogia of Pesach. This is the day of our birth. I want to share with you something he said, AJ. It was crazy powerful. He was talking to the guys. He wasn't like screaming, yelling. He was very, very plugged into something. And he said to the guys that the day after Simchas Torah, he ran to the front, to the main action, to try to protect Yidden. And he said when you got there, there was a sense, he said, you looked at other Yidden and you like nodded. And he said that people brought whatever they could to that fight. He said for whatever reason, the army wasn't mesudder and ready. Not getting political, Zeiris Hashem, not looking at a Yid, we're not going there. Yid, not Tyre, Yid, precious Yid, the Zeiris Hashem. And people came, he said, if you're an army guy, you know how it's supposed to look, you know the drill. And armies are almost predictable, they're scripted. There's a certain gun, a certain car, a certain posture, a certain march. The army goes a certain way. He said all rules were broken. He said people were wearing, if it wasn't wartime, it would have looked like Purim. People were wearing funny costumes. The rule of war, the law of war is you have to wear a hat. It's illegal in the world. It's illegal to fight without a uniform. It's also very not smart because your army won't know who you are. And it's very dangerous. It's considered terrorism to fight without a uniform. The enemy fights like that. They are terrorists. And they fight that way. They don't care about killing each other. They just want to kill us. And they hate the enemy more than they like their own, in the name of one intelligent person. And they don't wear uniforms. But the Yidden, of course, identify, I'm a Yid, I'm in the Israeli army. There was no uniform, so people, he said, were wearing like funny caps. He said people had Israeli like security caps. He said people came with funny guns. You fight war, there's a machine gun. He said people came with pistols. He didn't say water guns, but it was like, it looked funny to any seasoned soldier. It looked funny. He said when people drove up to the front, one man, one beautiful Yid, he drove up in his ice cream truck. He drove to the front lines. The man came in an ice cream truck. He said the Yid saved Kfuras Yisrael. They put bodies in his truck. And he brought Yid to Kfuras Yisrael. It was air, you can imagine, and it kept the body cool to allow Kfuras Yisrael. He said the holy Yid showed up to the battlefront in his ice cream truck. And he said nobody laughed. He wasn't saying, AJ wasn't speaking, he's not in that state. He was talking from here. He said the man showed up in his ice cream truck and everybody just nodded. You're in, thank you for being here. There was a hug, there was an embrace, there was a sense of unity and oneness. A Yid, thank you for coming. The man showed up to war in an ice cream truck. And everybody nodded, yeah. There was not a smirk, not a smile, not a superficial thought. The man showed up in an ice cream truck. And everybody, yeah, yeah. And he looked at the yeshiva, he sat right here. He said, bring whatever you want to the service of Hashem, bring you. You have an ice cream truck, it's beautiful. It will save Kedushas Yisroel. Bring your ice cream truck, just bring you. He said the calling of the yeshiva, maybe the most profound thing that was said in the yeshiva this year, said bring yourself, we want you. To serve Hashem, bring you. Nobody will laugh, no serious person. You come, you show up your ice cream truck. You show up, how you show up, with what you show up, just bring what you have, he said. Am Yisrael, we need everybody. We need everybody. There are no extras in our people. There are no extras in our people. Zero, zero. The guys here have saved my life, impacted my life in many ways. My davening was getting a little stale. I've been davening a long time for Am Yisrael. And you could get like, you're not passionate. Time, it's difficult to stay concentrated. A man in the mall came up to me, a big man, and he said, get out of Gaza. Stood in my face, get out of Gaza. Sure, I'll call up my soldiers. Get out, he strikes. Says it twice. I'm just looking at him like dumbfounded. He spits on the floor in front of me and says it a third time. I had a very, very selfish thought. Before I met the guys here, I would have pretended not to have the thought. I want to be a selfish guy. I have learned from the beautiful Olam here to be honest. I'm learning and I'm trying to like feel what I feel. I had a very, very selfish thought. It's like, Netanyahu, get out of Gaza. It's affecting me. Selfish Dan Kalish. It's a ganze Welt, Muhammad. I said, it's affecting me. Excuse me, Netanyahu. You're causing me problems. I'm in the mall. I have a big guy in my face. You scared me. Before I met the guy, he said, well, I would have like said, Pedro, stop. You didn't think that. Stop, Daniel. Everybody, the rabbin. But I really thought that. I was scared. Netanyahu, you're hurting me. Stop. But I met the guys here. And so you had that thought, okay, I accept fully. No shame, no guilt. Very selfish thought. Daniel, he's affecting me. So then I have to take myself on a walk. There's a thought here. Hey, I want him out. I'm not going to throw it. That's me. Hashem designed me, and I'm going to be me. So I had a conversation with self like you guys taught me to do. So I started thinking, hey, he's affecting me. I said, okay. Okay, so what I'm asking, Netanyahu, I promise you I went through this. Okay, Netanyahu, now I have to speak to the guy. I have to try to get his number to tell him, get out, you're affecting me, excuse me. Then I said, what am I telling him? Well, stop fighting. One second, he stops fighting. He's leaving 100 Yidden underground by the Hamas. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? I promise, I committed I've been davening better since that guy came up to me. You kidding me? We're leaving people underground? We're not leaving a Yid. We're not leaving one Yid. We're not leaving a Yid. No way. No way. What do you mean? Stop. Stop. What do you mean? Okay, that's it. They're under there. That's it. No way. No freaking way. No. 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 We're not leaving a Yid. No way. Every Yid matters. That's what's happening. And if you have that sense, you're tired, and you feel, what are you, this crazy, they're marching through Tinek, it's overwhelming, we're not leaving a Yid. Man, the world's getting mad. Could you stop it? We're not, what do you mean stop? What does that mean? They're Yidden, captured, I'm sorry. We don't leave Yid, we don't back off. What do you mean? It's bad for us politically, this kid. But what's the alternative? There's a Yid captured on the ground. So what it's saying and what we are saying as a people is we don't leave a Yid capture. We don't say like, okay, no siree. We don't do that. It's not our game. It's not our game. The Yid and every Yid counts. Every Yid counts. We need them all. So come and bring what you got. We just need you. Come and bring what you got. But each bring your own thing. Don't try to bring somebody else's thing. That would be stupid. Bring your ice cream truck. Show up. Just bring you. Bring you, bring you, bring what you got. Bring what you are, bring what you got, bring who you are. We value each. So I wanted a welcome home. I wanted to welcome Maymay home. It's beautiful. The boys are back. I really want to introduce. We won't have seconds, we won't have a later mincha. There's so many chevret introduced, the new, the old, the new. There's so much introduction to go around. The chevra, Avram Fisher, the chevra knows he's still holding up the Beis Medrash. He's getting big places. Ezzy Davis, Ezzy, the chevra knows I want to introduce a guy who's newer to Yeshiva, Ezzy's for years already, a couple of years. He's around, he's part of this, he's a heart and soul of the Yeshiva, he's around. He's at things, bringing it, working through, teaching us all to work. He's bringing it. He's bringing it to Simchas. There's nobody who brings more chaos and energy to a shir, to the Beis Medrash. So, Bechevri, you know, I want to introduce a relatively, I say new at this point in the year, it's hard to say new, but there's a guy in Yeshiva, a beautiful person who's absorbing. You could watch in Shiurim, who's like the hungriest guy in the room. He's from the hungriest Chevri in the room. I want to introduce Herschel Fox, brother, to Yeshiva. He has a room. He's roommates with Avi Beitler. That whole room is a tremendous room. So I want to introduce. We'll get to Avi. I want to introduce Herschel to Chever. I want to continue to introduce the Chever Yo-Yo. I see Yo-Yo from Passaic. Yo-Yo didn't live in Passaic, he lives in Teaneck, but I believe where I cast him, his yeshiva is in Passaic, no? So he learned in Passaic for a while. So I'll introduce a Passaic. Yonatan, a Passaic guy. Yonatan, stand next to a Passaic guy. Yosef Stein is in yeshiva. Sunday. I want to, Yisrael, I want to close the last like chazara of the year. I said over AJ, bring your ice cream truck. We were zaycha this year in yeshiva, a group of friends. I can't name the whole chevra because I don't want to miss anybody. It's a nice chevra. Friendship lives here. Friendship's important. In the world of Hasidus, anybody who studied the Baal Shem's writing, he had a value to friendship. Friendship's valuable. It's not like a good trick. If you get a friend, friendship's like a mitzvah for itself. Tu yidn ban, friendship. Tremendous value. The Baal Shem spoke a lot about it. K'nelecha chaver. The chevra, it's a sugya of each yid counting and banding. Yidn being ma'agid. The chevraya kadisha, like the chevra, was a big thing in Hasidus of yidn connecting. They considered it two yidn talking was like kodesh kadasha. Two yidn involved in a shmuz was like very, very holy. It's like Mishuna Dekoli, two yidn talking. I went on a walk in the woods. Me and Aaron Smoltz went on a deep walk in the woods. We passed by. One bacher was doing, he was doing therapy in the woods, deep in the woods. He was doing therapy. Another guy was being mispaided all by himself by the brook. He was mamish in deep worlds. And two other people were schmoozing, two friends. It was like three holy sites. Ben Adam la'atzmai, Ben Adam l'kainai, Ben Adam l'chaveri. We saw all three worlds in the yeshiva. Saw a guy doing therapy, Ben Adam la'atzmai. Saw a guy being mispided by the water, Ben Adam l'makim. Two yidden would talk, Ben Adam l'chaveri was like delightful. It was like this amazing gift of a walk. We saw friendship is gorgeous. We were zeich in the yeshiva. I'm going to speak about Akiva Klein, this beautiful, yes. The high ben yid. Oh he's absorbed everything that's precious to Chassidus Chevra. Sincere, authentic, growing person, plugged in, and we saw a friendship. We were zaycha this year, a group of chaverim who value each other. I want to say something about good friendship. We've said many times there's a friendship that's snobby, that leaves everybody else out. You see friendships that's exclusive. Us two, you know. Yidn are achnasis archim. Two are close and a third yid gains. Friendship that's real, it's from places of the soul. The meeting of two, three and four, five and six people gain. When somebody, Tanya speaks about this, is a piece, Lavis Beis, I see this in the Tanya. But friendship that's deep, friendship that's authentic, Akiva's friendship group, everybody's in. The whole yeshiva like got in there. Nifla, it was like easy to get in there. Literally, people like joints. That's why I'm not saying over the whole friendship group. Just say the whole yeshiva. It was like that friendship, pure. Not nobody was snob. You were there. You're in the friendship. A group of chaverim, nemanim, yedidim. It lifted up, it lifts up the whole yeshiva, just loyal, honest, sincere friendship. Friends who encourage difficult sugyas, complicated times, happy times, there for each other, there with each other. You've taught us, Akiva's given us amazing things in the yeshiva. You've taught us friendship, you've handed us friendship, you've created a world of friendship. It's like friends. Loyal friends that are there, that encourage each other, that understand each other, that learn with each other, that just uplift each other. You've handed us friendship, Akiva. To that, like on behalf of the whole yeshiva, what you've given us this year, it's a whole chevra, guys, but on behalf of the whole yeshiva, thank you, Akiva. Superficial environment, a guy like Akiva would be the mark of cause jealousy for others, and would be like the shtog, a superb athlete, well dressed, good looking. He has like things that in a world of chitzanius, so it would push people away. L'taiva yavakish nifrid. It would make like jealousy, and in a world of soul, of sincerity, authenticity, no arrogance. Fakert, one of the boys. Fakert, the talents just make him more likable and appreciated. Fakert, Gar Fakert. It's just a lesson, really a tremendous, a serious lesson. The yeshiva is a place of friendship. Friendship lives here. Friendship lives, it's a place of friendship. A yid counts, and friendship's important. People are recognized, acknowledged, and people banned, unjudged, not marked, just in a beautiful way. Akiva's mishpach has become, his cousin has uplifted, Reb Davi Konisberg has uplifted. Like a first family, that mishpacha. When I talk about that chevra, I have to mention somebody who is just dignified. It's a beautiful yid. He's so humble, brilliant and humble. I must thank Daniel Tesler for 2 years. Incredibly humble, always like self-effacing. But he's picked up for 2 years. We've been zeichas, chus. He's raised the whole bar of the yeshiva. Sincerity, intelligence. He's a feeling person. We're a place that's trying to feel. We're fortunate to plug into what he has. He's a feeling person, a connected person. Also, you talk about friendship. In that place of feeling, we connect. In the place where we're all perfect, we can't be insulted and hurt. You're all alone. Nobody wants such a friend that you can't, that doesn't need you, doesn't need your hello. So, one of the great B'nai Ali in the yeshiva told me that somebody apologized to him and he said, I did the meanest thing. I was like, nah, didn't hurt me. He said, I was so mean to the guy. I said, you can't impact me. Somebody says, thank you. Nah. Somebody says that we all need thank yous. We all get very hurt. We get deeply insulted. We're a very... Very. There's a lot of humanness here. Humans who get insulted, who get hurt, who are sensitive. It's full here. We're all like a bunch of sensitive souls, feeling people. You know, we get for it connection, relationship, friendship. So I really thank the chevra. It's late in this man. We're maket toiv tashem. What we have here is nifla, is a gift from God, and I thank the chevra for providing this beingness. Was Zaycha now for 2 years. Ephraim Gottesman is here in yeshiva. 2 years. 2 years in yeshiva. He's somebody extremely, extremely smart, extremely a brilliant mind, but much more important to what we care about. The brilliant mind matters, but it matters. He's a good mensch. He's a good person, a friend, a loyal friend. Ephraim's friends, you don't have to take any, he doesn't card you to be friends. How old are you? Friend, real friendship, you're not carded here. What grade are you in? What year are you in? I don't know, your 15th year, I think 27, I haven't done the calculation what year I am. I think like 11th grade, that's where I mishayer myself. I sometimes put myself in the middle of 11th grade, sometimes the start, I'm a supik. But Ephraim never carded the guy in yeshiva. I went to ShopRite to buy alcohol, and the guy knows I'm 11th grade. It was one of the glorious moments of my last few years. I promise. I shut up. ShopRite is since shut. There's no reason for ShopRite anymore. I promise I walked in there to get some beer for Chevra who was by me. Don't tell him me. It's being recorded. Shucks. And the guy said to me, card, you know, give me your license plate. I walked out. I was like jumping. I came home so young. The guy carded me. I don't make it up. It was one of the happiest. Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the guy carded me. I kid you not. The guy... He carded me. The guy maybe just knows how to make people feel good. You know? Oh. It was great. But he knew maybe. I hope things happen. I don't want to care his intention. The Rabbi Nishlam said, Yitaka, 11th grade. I felt very like, yeah. That's great. That's great. Okay, I really should. I have to go in the forest. The next trip in there with Aaron, I'll get a fake. The next trip in the forest with Aaron, I'm going to hook up with one of the chevra. I'll get a fake. I'll get one of them. You know, okay. Okay. guy carded me. I love Malil Shaker. I'm telling you the true story. The guy. Great feeling. Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Mardukha, we can go for hours, but should we speak about Mardukha sandwich for like 6 hours? Part of the world of feeling, part of the world of resolving is making yourself open to Hashpa. A person can learn and a person can feel Hashem. Morty may be the poster child of a whole yeshiva for somebody who's working on himself and is open. When people open up to Mardukha, I could see on his face, like the reason everybody opens up, so many guys open up to Mardukha Samwitz, is because he's so working on himself. There's a certain humility and honesty and realness. You tell him something, he's like shaken up. He can't move for the day. If somebody's not working on themselves, not open to impact, you tell them something, they're not feeling, they're not experiencing, they're doing. Okay, let's solve it. Morty hears, he experiences a big kayach of listening. You see somebody steiging and getting places, a tremendous, really somebody in yeshiva who's leading the charge of people working out, figuring out the amount of guys that lean on Mardukha, that count on Mardukha. Amazing what he's done in this space medrash, in this yeshiva. The gratitude that the whole place is, Siyat Shema, has been a lot of aliyah here this year. Tremendous aliyah. Morty has a chelik, a tremendous chelik in all the success of the yeshiva. I could go on and on. I'm thinking of Yiddy Einhorn back in yeshiva this last year. Talented also. Also, you talk about Yiddy. The guy is talented beyond. Beautiful voice, athlete, a coach. I wanna say that Yiddy went. Besides the impact here, he coached the team. It's not an easy zach, but he's somebody who cares about people, who has a power to uplift people, who legitimately respects and likes. I've seen it here. I've seen him do it elsewhere. So I can go on and on. We got to get to Second Seder. I'm eating up Manny and Hudi. They sit here learning in the middle of the base Medrash Second Seder. The Seder's be eaten up as we speak. There are more guys. I could see Danny Schiller. We can go around. Avi, I could spare Avi. We could go on for hours. We have more days together. I want to, Bruchim Abayim, Bruchim Anemtsayim, I want to say to us all, to all of us, where Zaych Hashem handed us a precious man. We don't take it for granted. I thank each guy. It's not early in this man. It's a second say that's 5:50. You're sitting here, some guy who doesn't know how to end the speech. It's an old story. And you're sitting here for a long time. And I want to give a bracha to us all. All of us should be zeich, all of us, to work through all our sugyas and bring them to beautiful places. Bring what we got. Each of us have beautiful things. And each of us should be zeicha, bring your ice cream truck. And together, each of us bringing what we got, we'll see a beautiful picture of Kiddush Shamayim. Have an outstanding evening.